Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 415, the stanzas 2 and 6. Unto me, O Lord Jehovah, show thy ways and teach thou me, so that by thy Spirit guided clearly I thy paths may see. Psalter 415, the stanzas 2 and 6. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 13, the verses 5 through 18. Genesis 13, beginning with the 5th verse. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. And the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came, and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy mercy that on the evening hour of this school and work day, that we may yet gather round about thy holy word. We have been partakers of many blessings from above, that in a difference with many upon the face of the earth, There were those that have died because of hunger in this day. Many that are hungry. Many that are homeless, that have not a house to sleep in, a bed, not a pillow. Many living in countries that are torn asunder because of civil war and because of persecution, we commend them unto Thee. A great multitudes in hospitals, there are the sick, there are the dying, many in prison, and the billions that have not Thy word or the truth thereof. And, O Lord, Thou grantest unto us and our children so much. Then it is so necessary that we are stopped, that we may be given to pause, that we may see what Thou doest, and also what we do, and of self, and nothing but a lump of sin, unthankful creatures, seeking our own, and not the things of Jesus Christ. Should it then not be a wonder that we may still have a dwelling place upon the earth, that the sun may still shine, that Thou granteth another spring season, that Thou granteth opportunity that the seed may be entrusted to the earth. May it then be Thy goodness that leadeth us and our children to repentance. We live in solemn and serious times. Also, this evening is a proof thereof. Where a few may have come up to Thy courts, the greater part is called upon to remain in their dwellings and to listen along. May Thy speaking be used. May it be accompanied by a rich outpouring of Thy Holy Spirit. May it grant a repentance amongst us and our children, that many tears of sorrow and contrition, that they may be shed, that we may truly be given to see, that we are on a journey, Thy journey shall come to an end, can come to an end so unexpectedly. Then there are two peoples upon the earth, traveling upon two distinct ways, two different eternities. And now, Lord, by nature, through our deep fallen Adam, then we have all chosen for death and for hell and for the devil above Thee and above heaven and life. But now the eternal wonder, Thou hast chosen a people, Thou hast given Thy dear Son, that may satisfy for their sins, that they may be freed. Thy Son has died, He is resurrected, He sits at the right hand of the Father. And, Lord, then we humbly beg of Thee that in this evening hour, that Thy word may be blessed to that end, that it may be the moment of Thy sovereign good pleasure, that boys and girls, our youth, the middle-aged and the elderly, may be converted by Thee unto Thee. Impress the reality and the seriousness of life upon all our hearts. Wilt Thou remember Thy children? Thou knowest where they dwell.
Thou knowest where they are encamped. May it please Thee to grant them a visit via surprising God. Grant those further leadings, grant that close and tender life. May they be administered out of Thy fullness and receive grace for grace. Wilt Thou grant the strengthening of their faith? Then we commend the whole congregation unto Thee, from the youngest to the oldest. Remember all the needs, also with the instruction of our children. Wilt Thou help the school, the teachers, the administration, the school board to that end? But wilt Thou also help and remember the parents? Undoubtedly there are times that they are overwhelmed. May they be given to bow their knees. And wilt Thou help the students in their studies, above all when Thy word may be opened? May it be blessed for their eternal welfare. May it please Thee to continue to supply our daily bread. There are also so many in this province that do not have work. They're bound to their home. May we be given to see the blessing when we may labor and ask for strength, for health, and also for courage. Wilt Thou continue to help the farmers on the field? Wilt Thou keep from harm and danger? May their eyes be upon Thee. And wilt Thou grant what is necessary to that end? Warmth, moisture, and sunshine. Ah, we are so dependent upon Thee. We commend unto Thee the mourning ones, the elderly ones. Wilt Thou continue to watch over Bethesda? Wilt Thou remember the residents, those that care for them? Remember all under the doctor's care, the different circumstances known unto Thee. Remember the difficulties of the body and of the mind. Wilt Thou remember all the family circles? May love abound where it is not so. May it be restored. Remember Thy church all over the earth, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission work, also our mission field, with Thy servants in the team under the circumstances. Remember Bible translators, all those that bring Thy word to the ends of the earth. Lord, remember the nations of the earth. Remember this nation, all in high authority. Wilt Thou grant them wisdom and understanding? Oh, wilt Thou grant that there may be a bowing of the knees and an opening of Thy holy word with a deep impression? That Thou reigneth over everything, that there is no chance, and that all of our efforts, that they depend upon the blessing of the Lord. Oh, as a nation, we have departed so far from Thee under Thy judgments. Then the unborn continue to be murdered, the seventh commandment trampled upon, and Thy holy day of rest desecrated. Woe unto us that we have sinned. The crown has fallen from our head, but, ah, Lord, may under these solemn circumstances, may Thy church come in the guilt. May we become the guilty one, and yet a crying unto Thee, that Thou may show a little mercy, and that all these ways may be used for the coming of thy kingdom. We humbly beg of thee for thy help in this evening hour. May it please thee to open the treasures of thy word. We may bring new and old things forth. Wilt thou grant in thy Holy Spirit the rich anointing thereof, and wilt thou remember all the hearers, from the youngest to the oldest. Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance, all the worldly, the wandering thoughts, the buyers and the sellers. And then by renewal, Lord, we have to confess that we are sinners, and nothing to plead upon, can confess it with our lips. May it be more and more lived in. Ah, thou as a people upon the earth, for whom thy dear Son has become so necessary and so precious, in that prophetical office, in that priestly office, and in that kingly office, may we be administered out of that fullness. May the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. We ask it in the forgiveness of all of our trespasses. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 400, the stanzas 2, 3, 4, and 5. Put no confidence in princes, and nor for help on man depend. He shall die to dust returning, and his purposes shall end, and what follows. Psalter 400. The stanzas 2 through 5. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. Then we wish to ask your attention for Genesis 13, the verses 10 through 18, and we shall read for our text the verses 10 and 11. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Our text words speak of the choice of Lot, with three thoughts. In the first place, the circumstances around this choice. In the second place, the consequences of this choice. And in the third place, Abram's blessing after this choice. The choice of Lot, the circumstances around this choice, the consequences of this choice, and Abram's blessing after this choice. Beloved congregation, we have seen the last time that Abram has left Bethel, the house of God, and went down into Egypt, literally, also spiritually. But then the Lord has returned him to Bethel. Then Abram had nothing to boast of. And Abram could only be wonder the goodness of the Lord. And then when he has returned to Bethel, he has worshipped the altar, as sacrificed in the Old Testament, it was all veiled. But the saints in the Old Testament, they were also administered to out of a triune God. In Revelation 13, verse 8, we read, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, and it is true for Abram. When he is also returned to Bethel, still without a child, called upon to live by faith upon the promise, impossible from man's side, given to his child by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. In our deep fallen Adam, we have left Bethel, the house of God, the paradise, the beautiful garden where the Lord has placed Adam and Eve. They lacked absolutely nothing, but we through them have transgressed the commandments, broken the covenant, turned our back unto the Lord. And then we were driven out. And now it is the work of a triune God to gather a people by word and by spirit, and to become a poor sinner, to become a weeper, a sire, a seeker. And then it is the work of the Holy Spirit to show the way and to lead the way back to Bethel, because Bethel, that is a place where the communion of the Lord is experienced. Reverend Smythe held us set in a certain place for the people of God, that after they receive a special blessing, that they must be double on their guard. And that is necessary in many different ways, that we become proud with what we have received, rest upon the blessings, and it shall also be a time that the devil shall try to assault his church. We have heard the last time when there were trials in the life of Abram, and when there were blessings, no, when there were trials with that famine, with Abram and Lot, then they have remained together. But now when our portion, then with the riches, they have separated. In this chapter, in the second verse, it is the first time that the word riches is used. And then we shall hear in this evening hour what a difficulties it has caused. We have heard that there was strife between the herdmen of Abram and of Lot. Also the Canaanite and the Perizzite were in the land. They keep an eye on the church, but also on account of more inhabitants, then it seemed there was not enough to supply for both the herds of Abram and of Lot. The Lord has been mindful of the promised land, because it is evident that when Abram and Lot have returned, that the Lord has opened the heavens. And now when Abram was aware that sooner or later there was strife between the herdmen of Abram and Lot, maybe when they both came the same time to a new pasture, that they have struggled for possession, maybe who was first come to the wells can be in many different ways. And then in Abram realized that sooner or later that strife of those herdmen, that it would cause difficulties between Abram and between Lot, his nephew. And therefore, he has addressed the circumstances, and he has addressed it in a certain special way. Then Abram went to his nephew, "Let there be no strife, I pray thee." The land of Canaan was promised to Abram and not to Lot. Then an Abram could have come with what the Lord has spoken. Abram could have said, "My nephew, you must realize I am older, you are younger, I am wiser, thus you must receive a low place." That we do not read of an Abram. Then it is evident, and what a blessing that is for the child of God, that with trials, with the trial of faith, that they may learn lessons that may be profitable and which they may remember. Oh, the child of God, is such a slow learner. They have much to unlearn, and they have so much to relearn. Then after Abram has returned from the land of Egypt, and the Lord has shown in such a wonderful, astonishing way that the Lord has everything in His hand, also the king of Egypt, Pharaoh, that he could not even move his finger without the will of Abram's God. How wonderful his wife has been spared. How he has received this wife back. They were allowed to return to the promised land. Then Abram was given to experience that the Lord has everything in His hand. Something of Lord's Day number 10. That almighty hand of God, whereby He upholds and governs everything to a certain end. And to that end, when Abram may return to the promised land, then it is evident under these exercises that an Abram could give it all over. It was not his cause. It was the Lord's cause. It was the Lord's promise. What a blessed place to be, to let God be God, not have to strive for our cause, but to leave it in the hand of the Lord. What a great grace for a child of God, because on account of our deep fallen Adam, that awful pride, that we want to reign, tell the Lord how it must go, and instead of following the Lord, that we like to lead the Lord. But now when Abram, when he has returned out of Egypt, when he has come to Bethel, experienced that sweet communion, Lord, with Thee. And to that end, Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee. Many times when there are issues, then how different, what a difference there can be in the way that we say it. Have you heard it? Abram did not say to Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between thee and me. Thus he did not first mention Lot to imply, Lot, you were on the wrong place. It is actually your fault. You should have instructed your herdmen better that he must be on the second place. But that Abram did not say, he said, between me and thee. Thus, did not cast the blame on Lot, but it was a difficulty between the two of them, between my herdmen and thy herdmen. Thus do you hear it the same? Then he did not say, Lot, thy herdmen, they are such troublemakers. No. Then he said first, my herdmen and thy herdmen. What a blessed fruit from coming out of Egypt, learn special lessons, and then to come to Bethel and to be given to believe that the Lord is everything to the smallest in our life in His hands. For we be brethren, is not the whole land before thee? And it was a land that was promised clearly to Abram, but he was given to deny himself. Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. They were standing on a high place where that land was very visible. And then we read, and Lot lifted up his eyes, not to the Lord, but upon the land. What a blessing it would have been if Lot had first lifted up his hands to the heavens, where the Creator of the heavens and of the earth, and who upholds everything by his providence, dwells. And Lot lifted up his eyes, instead of Lot saying, "Ach, uncle, I have been so privileged that I may leave that Ur of the Chaldeans, that I may be delivered from those idols. Thou hast been so good. Thou hast cared for me as a son. I have been provided. It is under thy blessing, under the God whom thou servest." And Lot was also converted. May believe he was converted in his early years. "Oh, uncle, I have been so privileged that I may receive a place at thy altar." That means more. It is true. I have to struggle with a covetous heart. I, like many servants, many sheep, and many goats. But, O Abram, how privileged and blessed I have been, that I may also bow before that altar where the sacrifices are brought. So privileged to be partakers of the revelation of the living God. Oh, the promises that the Lord has spoken unto you concerning that promised seed. And therefore, uncle, no, you choose. And then whatever is left, that shall be my portion. But alas, alas, and for an Abram, he was so humble. Perhaps an Abram has also come into guilt, because for a Lot, what a shock it was in his life, undoubtedly. Oh, when the Lord begins that good work, then what a respect we have for that holy people of God. We see them as angels, a danger at that time that we idolize them. But what a shock must have been for Lot with that famine, wherein Abram has spoken oftentimes, because I read in Genesis 18, the verses 17 through 19, that the Lord has said, "I know that he will command his children and his household after them." And now for an Abram, when there has come a famine, oh, to have spoken of a great God, and then to go down to Egypt for help. What a shock that must have been for Lot. And then to come to Egypt and to hear that his master has not told the truth. Oh, undoubtedly, an Abram must have came in the guilt, also in respect to his nephew, what he has done. And undoubtedly to that end, oh, at the beginning, then Lot would have never dared to make a choice before Abram, that he would have said, Abram, you must make the choice for me. I am so young. I am so inexperienced. Oh, I cannot even pray aright because I have that covetous heart. But, oh, Abram, wilt thou now ask the Lord, shall we pray together? And then whatever is left, that shall be my portion and the portion of my herdmen. Thus, undoubtedly, it was that Lot has become a little bolder concerning Abram with everything that he has experienced. And the child of God learns that he must be kept. And we read in Luke 17, verse 32, remember Lot's wife. But in this chapter, it is remember Lot. And who? In this evening hour, shall dare to place himself above Lot. Because even Peter has written in his epistle in chapter 2, verse 7, when Lot has come into Sodom and Gomorrah, that just Lot was vexed with their filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, in seeing and hearing, vexed this righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Thus, who shall dare to place themselves above Lot? We also live in a country that has become as Sodom and Gomorrah. And how is it? Are we still like a Lot? It is written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Does not say that Lot had thoughts once in a while when he saw that wickedness. That once in a while he was sorrowful. But that from day to day, that he vexed the soul. Thus, then I am sure that in this evening hour, that there is not one that dares to place himself above Lot, but that we must say, Ach, Lord, then Lot, Sodom and Gomorrah, it is true, has made a wrong choice, but then Lot had a more tender life than I do, because that Lot, he was vexed from day to day. Then we read that he lifted up his eyes. Oh, that eye gate necessary to pray. That the Lord also sets a watch before our eye gate. And then what did he see? And beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord like the land of Egypt, as thou comest into Zoar. Thus as the garden of the Lord, as paradise, that is the desire of mankind, to have a paradise here upon the earth, all by renewal. Who shall dare to place themselves above Lot? But then we also read, like the land of Egypt, Abram has taken his nephew Lot down into Egypt as a type of the world. And Lot has received a taste thereof, because when he saw that beautiful land, then it is written in the scriptures, like the land of Egypt. Then Lot had a desire for a little easier life, where there was plenty, and where he did not have to be so dependent. What an instruction for us and our children. Sometime you hear the comment made that our young people, we shelter them too much. It is better that they know, that they get a little used to the world. Oh, congregation, is that biblical? We must be a separate people. And it is true. I read of the tribe of Issachar, that tribe had understanding of the times. It is necessary for fathers and mothers, and I know that everything changes so fast, also with technology, that usually our youth know more than we do. But it is necessary that as the tribe of Issachar, that we have an understanding of the times. Nevertheless, they must be kept separate. Oh, it is a blessing when our young people, when they are finished their education and when they are called upon to come in worldly places, even in employment with other people, that they are shocked and that they remain shocked at what they see. We see it in the life of Lot. He had been in Egypt with those fertile plains where the Nile overflowed his banks. And now when he saw that plain of Jordan, then in his mind, there was still the land of Egypt. As thou comest unto Zoar. And then for a Lot, first he looked, oh, much similarities, could draw comparison lines between Eve and Lot. First to look, then to desire. Oh, undoubtedly how his thoughts quickly must have multiplied. For a sheep as animals in those watered plains would be an easier life, would be profitable outwardly. And then after he desired, then we read in verse 11, then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. Our second thought, the consequences of this choice. Then we read two times that he chose, or at least first, he beheld all the plain of Jordan. And then in verse 11, then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. It's not only a portion, but he desired the whole plain. Then he would have plenty of pasture, water, and what he needed for his herds, for his herdmen. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. What has Lot forgotten to do? Does not mean that Lot did not bow his knees. Undoubtedly he has laid the matter before the Lord. But oh, it can be that we first make our choice. And then we pray and ask the Lord that he may go with us concerning our choice. Concerning the world, I read in 1 John 2 verse 16, for all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. But then in Lot's choice, then he thought more of self than of his uncle Abram, middle letter of sin, that is I. Then further, then Lot at the moment, he thought more of his body than of his never-dying soul. Of course, Lot did not have the Bible. But Matthew 16, verse 26, what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and he loses his never-dying soul? Then a Lot has chosen his occupation and his daily bread above the church, because the Lord has given special revelation already two times. It is recorded in the scriptures, and also concerning that promised seed, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would be born in the fullness of time, who would come to save his church. Oh, it is true. That even makes it a more solemn thought for us and our children. Lot was now a worldly man. He was a reprobate. But Lot was a child of God. And yet, he has fallen. I read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, that whosoever thinketh he standeth, beware, lest he fall. Then a Lot, we may say that Abram had his cattle, but may we say that the cattle had Lot. And what a narrow line it is. Are there people that are struggling with it? We are called to be diligent. We must have our heart in our work. Must do our best. Must have a love to our animals that are entrusted unto us. But now not to totally put our heart upon that. How close it can lie together. And now we read that they separated from one another. Thus a separation from the altar of Abram, a separation from those sacrifices, instruction, revelation, a separation. They have traveled different years together. They have experienced much. To that feared the Lord, must have been special times that they have experienced communion as brothers, flowing out of that communion that comes from above. And now Lot was separating himself. He was separating himself from the blessings of the church. I read in 1 Timothy 6, verse 9, "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition." And then in verse 10, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." Remember Lot, and remember his choice. When we think of our time, then many choices must be made, especially by our young people, in many different ways. And then it can be that we choose an occupation, and the dollar, what a power that the dollar has in our day. How many are drawn aside. And then when it concerns the dollar, then how many choose the way of the world, and that they despise God's word. Of course, we shall try to justify ourselves. Judah has also done it. But separating from the blessedness of the Lord can even be because of an occupation and because of the dollar, that there is a departing from the truth of God's word. How many have done as a Lot when it concerns marriage, chosen one out of the world, and it looks like all the plains of Jordan, all well watered, many promises, but a separation from the truth many times and from the church. Many choose for the world more freedom concerning lifestyle and an enmity against the doctrine of free and sovereign grace. Then Lot was placed before temptation. And now what is the wonder for Lot? The wonder for the church of God, that there has been another, has come another, where Christ has come upon the world, and after 40 days being 100, Matthew 4, "Then Satan has come with 3 temptations. The first, to change stones into bread." What a dreams there can be in the life of the children of men, and that the devil promises much as long as we shall worship him. But, oh, Christ has said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of my mouth." And then in the second place, then Christ was brought to the pinnacle of a temple and commanded to jump, because it is written in the word of God, "The angels will give thee charge." Text not quoted, as it is written in the word of God. Is that so? Not all, many times with people that have been brought up in the church, and that they say they have their explanation, that even they go in the world, the Lord can still convert them, and the truth is brought in different places. Then, as it were, they jump off that pinnacle without giving heed to the word of God. And now that third temptation, that Christ was shown the kingdoms of the world, and if he would bow, they would be given to him without a cross. But then Christ just said, "Get thee hence, Satan." And that was now the wonderful lot, that notwithstanding, although the consequences would be very bitter. Let us first sing Psalter 334, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Thy word sheds light upon my path, a shining light, it guides my feet. Thy righteous judgments to observe, my solemn vow I now repeat. And what follows, 334, 1, 2, and 4. Consequences of this choice concerning Lot's wife and the received daughters. It is not clearly written when Lot was married. In the next chapter, when Lot has been carried captive, then we read in verse 16 that when Abram, with the blessing of the Lord, has conquered the enemy, he has retrieved Lot. And then there is also spoken of the women. Let us hope that Lot has chosen a wife when he was among Abram of those acquaintances that have heard the word of God, where the revelation was to Abraham. What a responsibility for Lot. What a responsibility that office bearers have, and fathers and mothers. Because when we consider the life of Lot, then we have heard it in verse 11 first. I chose him all the plains of Jordan. In the second place, that he has separated himself from Abram, from the altar, from the revelation of God, from the promise, the external administration of the covenant. It is true. It would become clear in Genesis 17 when the sacrament of circumcision was given that they would be a separate people. Thus he chose all the plain of Jordan. And then in verse 12, then we read, Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain. Thus, already a step. He has chosen all the plains of Jordan. This is written in the 13th verse, but the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Undoubtedly good thoughts, good intentions, that Lot would dwell in the plain as a separate people from all those other people. But then already in verse 12, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain. Perhaps dangerous to live in the open. It is not all written. Then further, then we read that he has pitched already so quickly in one verse. Not some chapters later, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom, thus a looking and a closer connection with Sodom. How necessary in this chapter that we remember Lot. Then further, then in the next chapter, then we read that he dwelt in Sodom. And then further, in chapter 19, that he has sat in the gate. He seemed to be a counselor in Sodom. Thus do you see it, congregation, how important our choices are. One choice, what a consequences it can have. Undoubtedly good intentions that Lot thought. Also in the plains of Jordan, then we can still be a separate people. I can still visit Abram, still come to that altar, but Oh, we see the fruits. And when we read later chapter 19, when Sodom and Gomorrah would be destroyed, then we do not read as a fruit upon the life of Lot, although we say it again, he vexed his righteous soul from day to day with her wicked deeds. Lot, why do you not leave? 'Tis so easier to go into the world. Different circumstances, business life, married life, church life, easier to leave than to return. And we do not find fruit upon the life of Lot, because when the city was destroyed, we do not read of conversions. Our third thought, Abram's blessing after this choice. How sad, how grieved Abram must have been when a lot has said, "Uncle, I go to the plains of Jordan." Undoubtedly, there's a blessing when we may have much self-knowledge, when it is different in our life that we realize we are kept. It's not mean we must not admonish and be honest with our fellow man. Undoubtedly, Abram has thought that now the fruit of me going down into Egypt. But the Lord, He has remembered Abram. Oh, what can be under those circumstances that we become discouraged and a great deal of self-pity. And for an Abram, the true people of God, then under those circumstances, how the devil comes and says, "Abram, do you really think that this land belongs unto thee and unto thy seed because you have prayed so often, cried, wept tears, presence of your wife, for that promised child?" And Abram, if you do not receive a child, then everything in your life is deceit. Everything that you thought that you have experienced and that you have heard, because Abram, leaving Ur of the Chaldeans, that shall not save you. But your sins need to be pardoned. Oh, Abram, give it up. It's best that you go to the plains too. Ah, the Lord has kept him. And now the Lord has given Abram a visit. And he visits his people when there is room for such a visit. And now we read in verse 14 that by renewal, "And the Lord said unto Abram," it is true, the full meaning of that "Lord" with all capital letters. Read in Exodus 6 verse 2, the full meaning, "was not known," refers in the past, the present, and also the future. And then we read, "And the Lord said unto Abram," after that Lot was separated from him, "Abram, lift up now thy eyes." Was different than with the Lot. And then he said, "Look north, south, west, and east, as far as your eyes can see, for all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, also those plains by Jordan, is all to thy seed, Abram. Then shall thy seed and to thy seed forever. Do you hear it? For a childless Abram, then the Lord has appeared, and that land, but that seed, that he would receive a child, and out of a seed, the Lord Jesus Christ would be born. 'Tis the third time that the Lord has spoken to Abram in Ur of the Chaldeans, or actually the fourth, because also in Haran, when we compare the book of Genesis and the book of Acts together, and first the calling in Ur of the Chaldeans, then in Haran, when he has come in the land, the Lord has shown him that this was the land. And now after Lot has left, then the Lord has appeared unto him by renewal, and even added that a seed would be as the dust of the earth. And then the Lord says, Abram, arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. What a beautiful type. The Lord says unto his people, arise, walk through the word of God from chapter to chapter, from book to book, from Genesis through Revelation, and what is written in my book, the promises of the covenant of grace, the work of a triune God. Oh, walk through that land, search it diligently, search it prayerfully, and the Lord has promised to his true child, then I will give it unto thee. Ah, then it cannot be different when that takes place for an Abram, that he is broken out in bewilderment and astonishment. The Lord knew of him. The Lord has confirmed his word. The Lord has promised that he shall receive a seed. The Lord has promised that the Messiah would be born, young and old. What an instruction for us and our children. Let us remember Lot, the choice he has made. Also what is written of him in 2 Peter 2 verse 7. Oh, what a blessing it is when the Lord, by his grace, when they may have be given to see the blessings which the Lord promises to his church. What precious choices we read in the Bible. Hebrews 11, the verses 24 through 26, Moses, rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of Egypt for a season, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Oh, that blessed choice of a Ruth. Ah, that true people can stand a little testing. The Naomi said, Ruth, no future, no husband, what a trial. But she was given to see the blessedness, not as a Lot, the land, but she was given to look unto the Lord. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. What a blessing the choice of an Ittai in 2 Samuel 15. When a David is fled from Jerusalem, but when he was given to make such a precious choice that he was willing to suffer and to die with David. Oh, alas, one choice of Lot. What a consequences it had for the rest of his life. They were bitter. He has lost everything. The things that were written aforetime, I read in Romans 15, verse 4, were written for our learning, that through hope and comfort of the Scriptures we might have hope. And therefore, young and old, remember Lot. Amen. Let us close. Lord, then we have heard of solemn matters in the life of Lot. He was a child of Thee. And then later we read that he was given to vex his righteous soul. Then surely he has done so more toward the beginning of his life. Wilt thou keep us and our children? Wilt thou bind us more and more together as poor beggars at thy throne of grace? Grant a prayer for one another. Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit? Remember the whole congregation. Bless the labors of our hand. Remember us in the furtherance of this evening. Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 27, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. O God, preserve me, for in Thee alone my trust has stood. My soul has said, Thou art my Lord, my chief and only good. And what follows, Psalter 27, the stanzas 1, 4, and 5. Thank you. received the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.